and so am I. You know, actually, this is the first time I've had a 7-7. I'm glad that we're doing this show over Skype, where I'm at home, because now I can day drink.
Wow. What's it? Oh, so that's a type of drink, right?
Yeah, it's the Seagram 7 whiskey.
With 7-Up?
With 7-Up, yep. That's exactly it. And I'm not a whiskey guy. So, the only reason that I know about it was, you know that show Community?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did an episode where, like, Troy was turning 21. And they're like, oh, we can't celebrate here. We have to go to a bar. And they're like, everyone's arguing and drinking the whole night. And, like, his first drink was a 7-7. And he decided not to do it because he was, like, busy taking care of everyone else. It was, like, one of those touchy moments. But it was like, you know what? I'd never have Seagram 7 around when I want it. And somehow the stars just aligned where, like, I looked in their liquor cabinet. They're like, oh, Seagram 7. All right, that's there. And we have 7-Up. Cool. So I decided to mix myself it.
Nice.
Mm. It's all right. It is remarkably okay. So
yeah, whiskey's tough.
Oh, you know the thing of it is, whiskey and scotch and bourbon have been one of those trendy drinks now that a lot of people, a lot of men between the ages of like 18 and 25 are like, yeah, I'm more of a whiskey guy. And
yeah,
18 to 25, and I'm like, yeah, all right, I know you drink underage, all right, don't try and pretend to be mature about it, okay? Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. I mean, it's not bad. It's not great. It's not my favorite thing.
It's not my favorite. It's far from my favorite. I prefer gin.
Sometimes I don't want to be, you know, tasting it, and I just want to have something that... And I feel like it's one of those things that cuts more through than other stuff, which can be masked better, maybe.
Well, you know? I would rather have a rum and coke or a vodka and coke than... Jack and Coke, and that's like that one is more iconic to mix with any sort of soda than the other ones.
They're both, yeah, they're all good, I think, for me. Those, I think, just whiskey and bourbon, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's meant to be tasted, you know, it's not meant to be masked, and it's hard to mask it.
I'm reminded of, like, harder. I've been listening to a lot of Auto-Tune the News lately. Yeah. Yeah, for the guys that did the Bed Intruder song, like, I've just been listening to all of their stuff, and it's, like, it's great, but there's one segment that they did with, what is it, Senator Mitch McConnell. He's, like, he's glorifying bourbon whiskey because he's from that constituency, and they made a whole song about it. It's like, bourbon whiskey. I gotta link it to you. But, yes, day drinking. Awesome.
Yeah.
I can see why people like it. I was ready before we did the show to go out, buy a bottle of champagne, and I wanted to get like some peach juice so I would make Bellinis and just like day drink. But you know what? This works too. This is fine too.
Peach juice.
Yeah, no, Bellinis. Well, I didn't want to go with mimosas. You know what I mean? I've already had enough of that.
Is it like, it's just like you buy it like you would buy apple juice or something?
Yeah, okay, the only reason that I know I've had it before was because at my house, we got, like, I don't know where they found it. It was probably, like, from some wholesale place, but they had, like, these cans, these regular cans. They look like soda, but there's some that's mango juice, some that's pear juice, and some that's peach nectar. And I don't know who drinks it, but they do disappear after a while. So, knowing that no one drinks the peach stuff, I don't know why, I thought that would be the one that everyone goes for. I'm like, oh, well, we have champagne, we have peach juice, let me make you some Bellinis. There we are. And I did that. Last time I did that, I had to, like, go with the V8 Tropical Blend, which is, like, peach and mango or something. It was still good. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Peach nectar.
Any port of
we get from Costco mango nectar, and it's very sweet. It's a little thick, but it's very...
Yeah, it's almost, it's like a few...
It's too sweet, yeah.
It's a few points of concentration away from being like a syrup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so it's just, I don't know. It's for me to drink it alone, I don't do it. I usually put...
You have to put something with it. You gotta, like, mix it into something else.
Like, I definitely pour it over ice, and I definitely add a little water, too, just to thin it out a little bit.
Yeah, do you like pomegranate juice?
I don't really... I've had it, like, only a couple times. I can't really say if I love it or...
I don't buy into the hype with the whole antioxidant thing. I just drank it because I love the flavor. And my favorite thing to do, aside from mix it in with and put it into cocktails in place of, like, cranberry juice, was if I just wanted something that was, like, fruity and refreshing, I would just, like, add seltzer to it. I would just, like, put maybe, like, a third of a glass with pomegranate juice and, like, the rest of it with seltzer. And it was, like, it was refreshing. It was, like, one of the best drinks ever. I would so totally substitute that for soda. I would totally substitute soda for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I do drink like water, as I've told you before. That is a terrible habit.
What I've been doing is, in July, particularly like the end of June, the beginning of July, there's these cherries are in season. So I get cherries, and I buy lime juice. And I think it's like, I make like a simple syrup, so it's just sugar and water, equal parts.
Yeah, yeah.
I use 1 cup of that, 1 cup of lime juice, 1 cup of cherries that I pull the stems off of and pit.
Do you like...
Throw it into a blender.
Okay, I was about to ask if you blend it or just like...
Blend that all up and then you add like, you know, you add it to water and you make cherry limeade. It's like you add water to taste, so...
Ooh!
You don't want it to... It's like kind of like you make a concentrate and then you add water.
Oh, that sounds incredible! Fuck!
So the cherries all liquefy and turn it bright red. And it's, like, basically, like, kind of like a tart lemonade flavor with the sweet cherry flavor. It's very, you know, and the sugar syrup helps. It's nice. I think it's the best way to make lemonade is sugar syrup.
Well, because, all right, I'm, like, the resident bartender at my house.
Right.
Of course, for, you know, my own family. And my brother, his drink that he usually loves is something called a Blue Lagoon. And that is, like, 1 ounce of gin, a splash of blue curacao, and then, like, topped off with lemonade. The problem is, we never have lemonade in the house. Absolutely right. Never. So, I have, like, always done, like, the kids' lemonade stand version of it, which is just kind of like, alright, here's a
lemon juice, sugar, yeah, and water.
Pour out some lemon juice, put in a few packets of Sweet and Low and water, and just kind of, like, swirl it around and see how it tastes. But it's like, wow, cherry limeade. Oh, I want to try that now.
So good.
You know what? I'm probably going to, like, the next time there's, like, a barbecue, I'm going to, like, remember that recipe and be like, oh, I can make cherry limeade. Ooh.
It's so easy. And, I mean, it's just, like, you can make it.
And then be the only person that drinks it because, tart. Yeah. but, yeah. Oh, That sounds delightful.
I mean, you know what I mean? Shit. You can stretch it out and make it, like, much lighter drink.
But... Yeah, yeah. Okay, so drinks aside, drinking aside, you wanted to talk about your credit card story?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a story about credit card debt, first and foremost.
No, I don't have
So debt. We're not going to bitch and moan about that for the next 20 minutes. So you're safe, people. You're safe. You can talk to your crazy aunt about that.
It's not a huge story. I mean, I'm just saying... I never really got a credit card. I never got one when I was in college, when all those applications start coming to you when you're 18,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is. I never went for one. I always had my debit card, and I always, you know, put my money away whenever I was working or whatever, and if I needed to use my debit card, you know what I mean, it was there.
Exactly, because that's money you know so you have.
It's just like, I have the same... In some ways, I have the same functionality as, you know, like I have this card I carry around that I can buy things with if I need to, instead of cash. But I still feel like I should be building credit, like I should have a credit card for the other reasons that it's better than a debit card. I don't know.
I feel like that's a fear that, like, we probably, as a society, I think we should move away from. Because I know you need to prove you have good credit for, like, major purchases, like with cars and houses and all that.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
But it's also, like, it's a fear that you have to, like, dive into when you're too early to really know what responsibilities are. Like, I have a credit card that I signed up for in college, and my mom was a co-signer. So basically, I use it for textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if I, like, if I ever find out I ran out of money on my debit card, and I, like, I'm at the cashier or something, or, like, I'm at the restaurant, it's like, oh, I know your credit card, your debit card came up short. All right, just use the credit card. Let me just get out of here. This is a little embarrassing. It's one of those things. But, like, I don't normally need a credit card now, you know? Because those times have long passed, because now I actually have a job that I can, like, transfer money into my account and not worry about, okay, well, I only have $100 left. There's that.
I mean, for me, like, I feel like I would just use it as a debit card. Like, I wouldn't spend more than I had. You know what I mean? And it would just be, like, a way of getting used to paying, like, by a delayed payment, so I can check everything out online later and pay it online or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even still, like, when I have to start paying, like, major expenses, I'd still want that to come out of my debit card or, like, with checks. Like, because I hate the concept of, like, I don't have the money right now, but I will have it soon.
I mean, I think it's just, like, I wouldn't use it for things, I would only use it for things that I had the money for that I could actually buy with my debit card. That's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't overextend myself, and, like,
because I have, like, that fear of overextending, because,
like, every month I'd pay the balance, like, it would be done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, but it's just, for me, like, I never got one when I was younger, when there's that window, and apparently it's harder after you don't have credit and you're older.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so
get one.
Yeah, so when you told me that, I gave you a suggestion. How did that turn out?
You know, I didn't go for that. What I've tried to do is, through my bank, they have a situation,
A situation where board. Situation room? Do they have a situation room?
They have a card option called a secured card. I kind of read about this on Reddit, so I tried. I looked into the Amazon card.
Oh, you bastion of information, you!
But I feel like this is this card. Okay, is a secure card, which is basically you pay money into a CD account with them. And it can be anywhere from $300 to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
However much you choose to, in $50 increments. So you can't make it, like, a weird number. If
$1,337.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting, like, little rule. But whatever you put into the account, it's just like a regular CD at your bank. You know what I mean? You put it away for 3 years or something, or a year and a half, maybe in this case. And so whatever you put in becomes your credit limit.
All right.
So basically you're fronting the money. You're fronting money for your own credit card, kind of. If you put in $1,000, now you have $1,000, like, spending limit with your credit card. I don't know. So I just think it's, like, it's a way that you can get a credit card and totally not risk being, you know, it's like, for somebody that has no credit history, it's, like, made for that.
I think so, yeah.
And so I can just get that and deal with it for a year and a half, and by then I'll have, like, credit. That I can get, like, a slightly better card or something.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I don't have to be in that position where it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a credit card. But, I mean, if you, like, didn't pay for any, if you didn't really pay for anything, like, I wonder how it was, like, with people that, like, first had to get credit cards, you know what I mean?
It's not like I need it, but at the same time, a credit card is, like, a key way to build good credit for other things.
Yeah, because how else are you going to do it?
And besides that, you can get stuff like points and rewards from your card. So
that's something I have a gripe with, because, like, when people are like, oh, you should bank at Capital One, they give you 1% back on everything, 2% back on groceries, 3% back on gas. And I have to remind them, if you pay $100 in groceries, that means you get $1 free. That is nothing. You already paid $100 in groceries. What good is another dollar going to do for you?
I just think, I don't know, there. I mean, or you get points or things.
Well, the points, yeah. Well, the frequent flyer miles, it's just like, okay, well, that, if you get a mile for every dollar that you spend, that's like, that goes a long fucking way.
Yeah.
Like, I would consider getting a new credit card just for that.
Even if it's the slightest benefit, it's still more than I'm getting now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting a dollar back when I spend $100. I'm just spending $100 right now.
But, so like, that's something you take into consideration if you're going to, like, own a business. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you're spending, like, $10,000 every month, that means you're getting, like, $100 back. That's, like, an employment appreciation bonus right there, you know?
I guess, yeah.
Like, if it was a major company that just, like, went under a pseudonym, like, Walmart got a Capital One card, and they spent, like, $100 million in 1 month. That means they get $1 million back. That's like, wow, fuck. We can build another department store.
I just think, like, if you're going to have if you're going to be spending money anyway, why not spend it through a credit card and put your money through that? You know, it's like a video game where you have a stream of money going out, and then you can choose to put a filter that kicks back 1% to you, or you.
Well, because like for me personally, I just,
like, why would you not do that? I don't know.
Yeah, for me personally, I wouldn't trust myself because here I am, just like, oh well, I could just pay for it with a credit card, and then it would be like with minor purchases, and then like with everything, and at the end of the month, I get struck with reality, like, oh fuck, I spent $3,000 this month. That's more than I have.
I could see using it for, like, restaurants, bigger purchases, or maybe, I don't know, groceries or something.
Well, because I've always been under the impression that if I really want it, like, if it's something that I know I can pay off once, and if I really want it, I will save up for it. But if it's, like, for a house or something, yes, okay, I'll put it on a house on a credit card. Yeah, right. No, but if it was, like, for a car or something, it's like, okay, I know I can't save up and just pay that off once in my current state. All right, I'll just put it on a credit card. But I haven't had to do that yet. Right. So, I mean, I will, and then I'll use the credit card, but it's like, not right now. No. Like, I paid for my plane ticket and the house that I'm staying in for Con. Like, that was all on the debit card. I just paid that off, and now I'm done with it. I don't have to worry about it anymore. With a credit card, I'd feel like I'd have to still worry about that months afterwards.
True.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with somebody, either family or friends, that just, like, you know they don't have the money, and yet they still pay for things?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want to become like that, you know what I mean? Because when they have a credit card, that's like a dangerous weapon.
Yeah, it's not good. It's for some people.
And that's how they fucking get their money back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, I know you're only making the minimum payment each month, so, I mean, you'll be paying it till the end of time, but, hey, it's only $20.
It's what they can handle, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're agreeing to pay a lot more money for something.
Mm.
In small increments. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I don't, like, if you have a car and you have car payments, like, I can see that. Like, that's a thing that you
can tell. I'm not finance minded. I think I'm in the wrong industry here.
But it's just like a matter of, like, if you're willing to pay cash up front for something, it's going to be the cheapest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to finance it, it's going to cost you more. If you're going to really, really, like, credit cards, like, using a credit card and paying the minimum is, like, the longest way you can stretch out that financing, and it's going to just be, like, it's going to cost you a significant amount more than it would if you paid cash up front, or if you
just paid it off in one big payment, which I know that's what some people do mm-hmm. when it comes to credit cards, but I feel like credit card companies have, like, gotten wise to that. It's like, well, I know you're just using this to build up credit, so I think you'll get a better score if you make regular payments and show you can. I feel like I'm paranoid about that, because even when you think you've beaten the system, they'll find a way to say, no, you didn't. I don't even know what my credit score is, but I don't care, because I don't use my card.
Yeah, I think you don't need to.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get crucified for that if, like, a banker hears that. I don't care what my score is, I don't use my card, like...
I don't know, man. I think it's just, like... I feel like you can do, if you wanted to put your mind to it, you could establish very good credit. And then, I don't know either. I'm sure people do, yeah, though. They get cards when they're young, and they don't really grasp everything yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I mean, as much as I know my parents would still pay my credit card bill, I don't use it. So it's not like, oh, I'm writing on mommy and daddy's money. Like, no, I'm just not. I paid for everything that I have right now on my own. I feel like I'm trying to convince somebody, and that's just not the case. I don't.
Credit cards are, I mean, they're just,
Yeah, I really wish we could just move past that. Like, yeah. Don't, people keep saying, like, what is it? Student loans or credit card debt. That's the next bubble to pop. But then what the fuck is going to happen then?
I don't know. It's going to be really hard to get a loan.
Are we going to hear a collective pop when that happens? Because I'm really holding out for that. Just going, oh, fuck. I'm free of credit card debt. Yeah, but what the fuck is going to happen when, like, student loan debt is, like, The bubble pops.
Isn't it like the biggest thing right now?
Yeah, it's like it's enslaved so many people, honestly. I think my fiance like calculated it out and she's like, I'm going to be paying this until I'm 40. I'm like,
to be honest with you, like, it's not really the, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the loans can be predatory, but at the same time, like,
you did sign up for it.
Not even that. Like, why is college that expensive? Why does it have to be so crazy expensive?
Because, like, fucking everything else in the United States, we have decided to make it a business where we maximize profit. And that's, like...
It's so ridiculous. Like, I feel like...
It's education! Like, that's supposed to be one of the things in this world that, like, everyone should have access to. And yet, here in America, like, we have to pay for it through the nose.
Through the nose.
Like, I'm so glad that, like, politicians are pushing for, like, free community college.
I'm just saying, like...
That's not to say anything about, like, you know, what the quality of it is, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction.
To me, I mean, and there are good people in community college, good teachers, some.
That's not what community taught me.
But let me tell you, like, if college... expenses were mitigated and, like, lower and just not as crazy as they are, you wouldn't even be dealing with this issue of these crazy long student loan debt problems.
Yeah, if you were... Because, like, it is a business.
If you didn't have so much money to owe, you wouldn't have... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just any big loan is going to be horrible, I think.
Like, I kind of wish, like, student housing, for example. Like, if that... If we were just paying for, like, the operating expenses there, which is just, like, general upkeep and, like, the utilities that were used, like, that would be no problem. But they probably already own the building. They own the land that it's already on there. It's like, well, maybe if we just... taxes can't cost that much. Why is that, like, so expensive for so many people to stay there? You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Like, there are a lot of costs that can be cut down, but they don't because the colleges and universities just want more money. For what? I'm not sure. They already have their stadiums.
The craziness is, like, it's not even... I mean, you can ignore room and board and different things, like, different expenses. Like, the cost of textbooks, which is crazy, and it's its own thing.
It's its own microcosm.
But... When you look at tuition alone, like, and the cost of what your classes cost and, like, the education or whatever, it's so, like, every class is, like, a lot of money, you know? And if you, just think about the times you skipped class, like, you just blew, like...
I hate when people bring up that argument.
Hundreds of dollars.
I hate when people bring up that argument because, let's put the shoe on the other foot here. If you have done the reading and, I mean, you already take meticulous notes. I don't care if I skip a class.
There has to have been like some classes that you phoned in though that you just had.
I did. I did. In fact, I said once a month I would take a sick day and just like not go into any class, or it would just be like, okay, once a month I'm allowed to miss all of my classes. Like, and you know what? I still passed. I still got everything that I don't want to fucking talk about microeconomics again when I already when I did the reading and I understand what you're going to be talking about.
Like, I got
you're not a wealth of information. I think people put a lot of stock into what some of their professors say, and others are just like, well, we're just watching a movie. What the fuck? That's why later on in college I like transitioned to online courses, and like I still got the same amount of education there.
I mean, there. It depends on the class though, and what your interests are. Like, I'm sure.
Like, if it's a major class, like if it's something that you know you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, don't skip it. But I skipped this one class.
If you enjoy it, like, you know what I mean? Like, you might really enjoy having like a debate class or something, or you might really love talking about, I don't know, like physics or something.
I skipped a class of like corporate law, but. As much as relevant as it was like, I already learned this in two other courses. There's a lot of overlap with some of these.
Right.
So it was just one day I was like burnt out. I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Exactly, yeah. Even any class, you can just be like, I just need to not be here.
Yeah, sometimes you need to take a mental health day. Like, you're allowed, you can do that when you're employed as well, if your company has, like, good benefits. Like, there are some days where I've just been like, look, I've been so busy working for you guys, I just need a day. I need to take a sick day. And, you know, you can do that if you have a salary. If you have, like, an hourly wage, then it's like, well, you're just kind of fucking yourself here, so, yeah, go ahead, whatever. Take your own day.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it's good for everyone. Like, you are still doing a lot of work when you're in college. It's not like you're drinking constantly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you still are under still a lot of stress.
You have to do it. And there are people who don't do it, and they don't last.
Yeah, well, if you are able to effectively manage your mental health as well as your studies, then you will be okay. You will pass. You will.
By the time you're a junior, I would say most people who are going to last are, you know what I mean? Like, they survived the first year, and the second year they didn't, you know.
But like,
become Icarus and fly too close to the sun.
Well, I learned my lesson about like skipping classes and getting smarter about it like early on. I think it was like a second semester sophomore. Mm-hmm. There was like an accounting course, and it was a class of like 40 people. I decided to skip one day because I was like, okay, I already get all these. I know what balance is going to where. And then the next course, I'm like coming in normal time. It's like, oh, fuck, we're taking a test today? Shit! Totally forgot about it. I bombed that test and got an F, but I ended up with a B+ at the end of the semester because I actually, like, focused and, like, studied hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good. Nice.
I think, I don't know if it was, like, a regular test or the midterm. No, it wasn't the midterm. Was it? Shit, I think it was the midterm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, I ended up with, like, a B or B+ in that course, but that was mostly because, like, I did everything else okay. Like, I did the homeworks, I did the readings, I, like, paid attention, and, like, I crammed for the final like everyone else. So there's that. So, but I don't fucking tell me, oh, if you don't go to class, you're still wasting so much. Like, I would have been paying that same amount for tuition if I signed up for less classes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tuition is, like, the same fixed amount. It doesn't matter if I signed up for 3 or 12 classes.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it's just a way of, like, visualizing the cost.
Yeah, I get that. I know it's a motivator for some, and it's, like, to feel mentally superior. But it's like, fuck, you're paying this much to just exist there. Like, spend it wisely and, like, take it a little bit seriously, at least.
It seems to, my point, though, is, like, if, I don't know how you would, like, if tuition is, like, $20,000, or if it's $30,000 a year, like, how can you be sure, like, how do you put a price on what you're getting, I guess, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How can one be better?
Mm. Well, I think...
And how much... And is it $10,000 a year better? You know what I mean? It just seems like such a crazy big amount.
That is very true. But I thought you were going to go like, you know, it's a way of visualizing. It's like, well, how do you... You know you're already... You know it's kind of like wasting a couple hundred bucks per class. But I think that goes back to like the whole credit card argument. Like, you can't really visualize how much money that is. Probably because at the time you're going to college, you've never had that amount of money. Like, you are going on loans, you are going on parents' money, you are going on college funds. It's like, you personally have not paid for anything. And that's why you're saddled with the debt afterwards. Like, now you realize the weight of your education. But, no, it's hard to quantify because, like, when I was in college, I always, like, justified to myself, like, it's still just a piece of paper. Like, let's be real here. Like, if I get a master's in English from Harvard, does that really diminish the master's of English that someone else got at, like, a different college? Maybe not even, like, a community college, just, like, a state college. Like, you still mastered English. You still did a lot of reading. You still know how to effectively analyze a wall of text. It's like, well, I know the name has a lot of weight behind it, but... What if it's just like a giant racket that a lot of people are like just buying into? What if in one of those higher up universities, like, look, dude, you're already in Yale. Just calm down. We'll give you the piece of paper. You can say you went to Yale. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm being cynical about it, but the goal of education was that so that people get this higher level of knowledge, and we can't just start having a giant dick measuring competition about what name sounds better on that thin sheet of paper that says your name on it.
All right. I mean, I think though to an extent, like, if you're going to like a party school like Florida University or Florida or something versus going to Yale, you know what I mean? I think you're just going to... There's kind of a... Like, I'm sure there are a lot of schools that are really good and that most schools are not party schools or not easy. But I feel like regardless of what the name of the school is, if you get a degree, like, you kind of did something. Like, you had to...
Yeah, no, you put in a lot of hard work.
You had to be disciplined to get that. It's not just, like, something that... I mean, I guess some people are really not disciplined, and they kind of scrape by and get like a lot of help.
Yeah, but you did, and, like, you did generosity. You did prove to someone else that you were you were you did prove to someone else that is educated that you were disciplined enough to earn the same level of respect that they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in a sense, I think that's where the college system that we have now was failing. Because we put so much stock into names that, like, people have bought into it. And now it's like, well, I don't want someone from the middle of nowhere. I want someone who went to school on the East Coast.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, I guess that could happen. I think
don't even get me started on fraternities and sororities. Like, as much as networking has become, like, a giant buzzword that everyone worships, like, the golden cap. It's like, for Christ's sakes, where's the meritocracy in this? You're really going to deny me because someone else has the same three letters that you did? Or even just like a Greek society? But, you know, that's yeah. Another rant for another time, and I know I do have some friends that were in Greek sororities, so it's like, ugh, whatever works. Whatever fucking works. I don't know. I'm done being riled up. I think I'm going to get another drink.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
All right, guys.
Take it easy, I guess. See you next time. Try not to get into debt.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that would be bad for you. That would ruin your entire life. All right, bye.
Bye.